This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. The deadline for people affected by the October 2025 storms to apply for state unemployment assistance has been extended to April 3rd. According to a press release, the extension is aimed at giving extra time for residents of communities that were just added to the list of those eligible for state and federal disaster assistance. Eligible applicants include those who worked, were self-employed, or scheduled to begin work in areas covered by the disaster declaration. Unemployment may also be available for those who lost their job or who are unable to work as a direct result of the disaster. Applicants may be eligible for as much as $370 per week for up to 27 weeks. To apply, call 465-4691 Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Interpreter services are available. April 3rd is also the cutoff to apply for state and federal individual assistance and loans from the Federal Small Business Administration. The Alaska Board of Fisheries has approved some of the most severe restrictions on salmon fishing in the Area M fishery in decades. Here's a report. On Wednesday, the board approved a proposal 4-3 to reduce June salmon fishing times in the area along the Western Alaska Peninsula and Eastern Aleutians, known as Area M. It pencils out to a loss of 136 hours for the drift fleet and 94 hours for the seine fleet. The reductions come during periods when vulnerable chum salmon stocks are present, but also when commercial fishermen are busy scooping up sockeye. It's a move welcomed by Western Alaska tribes and stakeholders who have faced years of record low chum and Chinook salmon returns on the Kuskokwim River and complete salmon fishing closures on the Yukon River. But they also say the reductions don't go far enough. The original version of the approved proposal was submitted by Bethel's tribe, and it called for a 10-day consecutive closure in the June fishery. In hours of public testimony, Western Alaska stakeholders called for maximum protection of Area M salmon. Vivian Corthius heads the Association of Village Council Presidents, representing the interests of dozens of communities on the Kuskokwim and Yukon Rivers.
Our communities have sacrificed everything. Area M continues to interrupt salmon bound for our rivers, salmon we desperately need for escapement and for food. If our salmon are to be rebuilt, conservation must be shared.
But members of Aleutian tribes, like Unga tribal member Madison Thompson of Sand Point, told the board that further restrictions are an existential threat for communities that rely on commercial salmon fishing.
To believe those in my region will be minimally affected by the proposal set forth today is harmful and untrue. When you talk about fishermen, you are talking about my grandfather, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, people sitting behind me, real people. I refuse to let our shared identity and humanity be stripped away.
Mike Wood of Talkeetna was one of three board members to vote no on the proposal. He said ocean conditions should be given greater consideration in the discussion over Area M.
There's just some places that fish just can't go anymore, and we can't control that. And they're not able to get back and reproduce or make it out and do what they need to do to an ocean that is increasingly more inhospitable.
Vice Chair Tom Carpenter of Cordova pointed out that the existing system for avoiding chum salmon is led by the fishing fleet and includes hard caps on the number of chum salmon that can be caught. He said moving away from that system is misguided.
The potential to harvest more chums, based on the way this proposal is written, is substantially higher. Because the adaptive management plan will most likely fall apart and there's no cap to manage it to.
Board member Olivia Hanahi Irwin of Nenana said numerous factors are at play in crashes for both chum and Chinook stocks across Western Alaska. But she said it is time to rein in the Area M fishery.
I cannot make any decisions about warming water temperatures, ichneophonus, global market prices, the demand for fish on a domestic and global scale. We cannot control habitat. But today what we can make a decision on is whether or not we are going to protect and preserve these stocks that are in abysmal numbers.
In 2023, the board voted down another proposal that would have also resulted in reduced fishing time during the June Area M fishery. Two former Bethel athletes will be inducted into the Alaska High School Hall of Fame. Thomas Diment and Hayden Lieb are being honored for their excellence in wrestling. The Hall of Fame was created in 2006 to honor Alaskans who demonstrated great athletic ability as well as integrity and ethics. Inductees include coaches and former players of all ages honoring their time in Alaska high school activities. Both former Bethel Regional High School athletes are four-time Alaska wrestling champions and earned outstanding wrestler distinctions at ASAA state tournaments. Hayden Lieb collected several All-American honors and was the recipient of the 2020 Dave Schultz High School Excellence Award. It's given to one high school senior in each state who demonstrates success in the sport, in school, and in their community. Lieb continued his wrestling career at the University of Wyoming. Thomas Diamond earned four varsity letters in his time at BRHS and is the 2018 recipient of the Dave Schultz High School Excellence Award. Diamond was also recognized as a Wrestling USA Senior All-American Honorable Mention, an award which also recognizes achievement on the mat and in the classroom. A statement from the Alaska School Activities Association attributed the selection of the 14 total honorees to their excellence in sports and their lasting impact on their communities. Both Bethelites will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in April during a ceremony in Anchorage. A former Bethel police officer has been sentenced to community service and confinement after he was convicted of assault and lying to fellow officers. Jonathan Murphy has been sentenced to 100 days of confinement, which he may be allowed to complete through electronic monitoring, and 150 hours of community service. Judge Nelson Traverso ordered the sentence after a Bethel jury found Murphy guilty of three misdemeanors. Those charges come from Murphy's time as a police officer in Bethel. In 2023, he punched a man repeatedly in the head and then attempted to cover up the incident. Murphy is required to complete the community service portion of his sentence in Bethel. It's not yet clear whether the Alaska Department of Corrections will allow Murphy to complete the confinement or electronic monitoring in his home state of Arkansas. Judge Traverso left the question open in sentencing.
My preference would be that he do the electronic monitoring in Alaska, but he must do the community service work in Bethel.
Murphy has been convicted of misdemeanor assault, providing false information, and tampering with public records. He lied to fellow officers about being struck by a vehicle reported to be stolen that 44-year-old Bernard Mayo was driving. After a pursuit through Bethel, that vehicle became wedged against a snowbank. Body cam footage obtained by KYUK shows Murphy punch Mayo repeatedly in the face with a closed fist as Mayo struggles to shield himself. Afterward, Murphy repeated the false claim that he had been struck by the vehicle. A fellow officer backed up Murphy's account in a sworn affidavit charging Mayo with felony assault, according to an Alaska State Trooper investigation. Mayo did not appear in the Bethel jury trial or at sentencing. In sentencing, State Assistant Attorney General Aaron McCarthy asked the court to hand Murphy a sentence of at least 60 days in jail. She said Murphy had done lasting harm to the community.
And this is a community that is policed mostly by outsiders who do not live in Bethel. And building trust in a situation like this for law enforcement is incredibly difficult. It gives fodder to the argument that the police are out to get us, that they are unnecessarily violent, that they will just make up things in police reports, that they will frame people for crimes, that they aren't to be trusted.
Murphy's attorney, Joseph Miller, brought in character witnesses who described Murphy, a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, as a man of integrity and honor. An officer from the Diamond City Police Department in Arkansas called Murphy the most honorable officer he'd ever worked with. That Arkansas department is where Murphy was hired as police chief while his Bethel case was working its way through the court. Murphy has resigned from the department. When it was his turn to address the court, Murphy did not apologize to Mayo or to the community.
I've never been a danger to society. I have selflessly put my body, my mind, my physical ability, all of that, at jeopardy at every instance between military and law enforcement to help other people. I have no record, no criminal record.
Traverso said the sentencing was one of the most difficult he had ever presided over. He said Murphy used unnecessary and unreasonable force against Mayo, but that it should be balanced with his record of service and lack of criminal history. Traverso ultimately handed Murphy what is known as a suspended imposition of sentence, or SIS. If Murphy completes the electronic monitoring or confinement and community service within a year, the three convictions will remain on his record but will not be used in the future to increase his sentence if he's convicted of another crime. The Alaska Department of Corrections did not respond to a question about whether the department will permit Murphy to complete electronic monitoring out of state. This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumshit coming up.